escalation in attacks by dissident Republicans. A huge car bomb was left outside the headquarters of the policing board in Belfast on Saturday night. It caught fire but didn't explode. In a separate incident, four people were arrested after shots were fired at police. An independent commission recently warned that the paramilitary threat in Northern Ireland was at its highest level in 6 years. The chairman of the policing board, Barry Gilligan, said it wouldn't be deterred from its work.
This attack last night was an attack upon the entire community, because not only the 19 members of the policing board who work in that building, but also the staff who work in that building, they're working on behalf of the community. That's the first message. The second message is we won't be deterred from doing that.
A leading Iranian reformist and former vice president has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for organizing mass protests after the disputed presidential election in June. Mohammad Ali Abtahi is the most senior opposition leader to be sentenced so far. Jim Muir reports.
Mr. Abtahi was one of the most familiar figures during the 2 terms in office of the reformist president Mohammad Khatami, who won a landslide victory in 1997. A genial figure with a modernist turn of mind, he ran his own blog and website. After Mr. Khatami's withdrawal from the election race this June, Mr. Abtahi campaigned on behalf of one of the other opposition challengers, the former Speaker of Parliament Mehdi Karoubi. He was one of the first to be arrested after the disturbances broke out when it was announced that President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad had won re-election with a surprisingly large majority.
Iran has begun 5 days of large-scale air defense exercises to test its ability to protect its nuclear facilities from possible attack. A Revolutionary Guard commander said the exercises would show that Iran could annihilate Israeli planes if they attacked. Israel hasn't ruled out military action to stop Iran obtaining nuclear weapons. Iran says its nuclear program is strictly for peaceful purposes. Scientists documenting marine life in the deepest parts of the oceans say they've identified more than 17,000 species. Staff working for the Census of Marine Life said the diversity of life in the deep sea was much greater than previously believed. Madeline Morris reports.
Over 17,500 creatures have now been catalogued inhabiting the dark waters below depths of 200 metres, where natural light barely penetrates, the majority of them never before seen. As deep as 5 kilometres below the surface, at pressures that would crush an unprotected human, scientists found mud teeming with crabs, starfish and corals. Amongst the more unusual finds were a 2-metre-long cirrate octopod, an 8-limbed creature nicknamed Dumbo because of the large elephant ear-like fins it uses to swim. Scientists also saw a jellyfish as long as a blue whale.
World news from the BBC. The only cosmonaut in the Soviet space program who wasn't a member of the Communist Party, Konstantin Feoktistov, has died at the age of 83. Feoktistov was a crew member on the Voskhod spacecraft in 1964, the first mission where the crew travelled without spacesuits. He went on to help develop the Soyuz and Progress craft and the Mir space station. Exit polls from Romania's presidential election suggest that President Traian Băsescu is narrowly ahead of his Social Democrat challenger, Mircea Joana. Nick Thorpe reports from Bucharest.
Exit polls released within seconds of the end of voting gave President Traian Băsescu 32.8%, Mircea Joana 31.7% and Crin Antonescu 21.8%. If these figures are confirmed by the official count, Mr. Băsescu and Mr. Joana will now face each other in the runoff on the 6th of December. Parallel to the presidential vote, a referendum to reduce the size of Parliament also looked set to succeed. A tough fight can now be expected between the two main candidates for the 3 million votes which went to other candidates today.
The Indian Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh, has arrived in the United States for talks that will cover Afghanistan, climate change and cooperation on nuclear energy. Before he left for Washington, Mr. Singh said it would be a catastrophe for much of Asia if the Taliban were victorious in Afghanistan. Nigeria's anti-corruption agency has arrested a young man suspected of making tens of thousands of dollars in an internet fraud and then donating most of the money to his church. Okoro Osagie allegedly conned several Germans and Americans out of almost $100,000 by posing as an expatriate entrepreneur in Nigeria seeking a business loan. But investigators say he gave more than 80% of the proceeds to a church in Lagos as tithes and offerings. BBC News.